This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Moscow has finally announced a plan to begin recycling in courtyards across the city by the end of 2019. Russia recycles just 4% of its waste, according to a survey by the World Bank in 2012. Landfill dumps cover an area in Russia the size of Switzerland. In 2016, there were 136 military bands maintained by the Defense Department with 6,500 full-time professional musicians at an annual cost of $500 million. Defense spending accounts for 60% of the discretionary federal budget. Madrid became the first major European city to reverse a ban on high emissions vehicles and allow cars unfettered access to an area that was placed out of bounds for many less than a year ago. After steadily destroying the facade of Hong Kong's legislative complex, protesters entered the building, leaving broken glass and torn metal panels in their wake, hours after the government held a ceremony commemorating the 22nd anniversary of the territory's return to China from Britain. For the second quarter of 2019, the economic research firm Macroeconomic Advisors projects that personal consumption will have risen at 3.7% annual rate, while business spending on structures and equipment will have fallen at annualized rates of 4.6% and 4.4%. Those and other forces in those estimates suggest moderate U.S. economic growth, a net 2% rate. Warren Buffett, billionaire chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, has pledged to donate shares worth about $3.6 billion to five foundations as part of his plan to give away most of his wealth to charities and other philanthropic efforts. They are the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation, Sherwood Foundation, Howard G. Buffett Foundation, and Novo Foundation. Tiffany Caban, a young public defender, seems to have upset the Queens District Attorney. She called the Working Families Party and Democratic Socialists of America the engines of her long-shot bid, and their leaders say other establishment officials should worry about elections coming next year. WFP New York State Director Bill Lipton said the party's legislative agenda for 2020 includes raising taxes on the wealthy, public financing for elections, and fully legalizing marijuana. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.